Thanks, y'all. Proving that every song, including Wave of Mutilation and I Want to Be Sedated, are all folk songs.
90.3 KMBA, the old 97s. Rhett Miller going solo and covering the Pixies and the Ramones all at the one time. I Want to Be Sedated and Wave of Mutilation. In front of that was new music from Robert Cray and High Rhythm. Not the regular Robert Cray band, but it's actually Robert and Al Green's rhythm section. New music from Sunvolt back there. We started out with Matthew Sweet from his new solo album, Tomorrow Forever and Trick. And squoze a little bit of classic stuff from 1969, It's a Beautiful Day with White Bird. It is 8:28. It is Morning Line on KMBA. My name is Danny. Thanks so much for tuning in. This morning, KMBA supporting the arts in Anchorage. The Anchorage Concert Association's upcoming season features more than 25 shows, including Melissa Etheridge, Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, Sweet Honey in the Rock, The Tycho Project, and so much more. And you can get artist videos and general ticket information online at anchorageconcerts.org. KMBA keeping you in tune with our community, and it is our great pleasure to welcome the program this morning the festival director from the Anchorage International Film Festival, Rebecca Potterbaum. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Danny. How are you?
I did get the right mic on. That's good. So this is so very cool because here we are. We're only nearly a year away or half a year away from the Anchorage International Film Festival. So we thought we'd get a really good head start on it, but that's not actually true. We have the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup of the Arts together tonight on stage. The two of the favorite sweetest arts of all, theater and music come together. Okay, before I babble away here, just tell folks what I'm talking about as if I know.
Oh, that's funny. Well, thanks, Danny. Well, as you know, the Anchorage International Film Festival is 10 days of independent films, like we call it films worth freezing for, first week of December. And last year, our last festival, which is only almost exactly 6 months ago, we brought up two very special guests, David Miles Keenan and Nova Karina Devaney, and to come up and perform an original score to a very special feature-length animated film from 1926 called Adventures of Prince Ahmed. And honestly, it was such a hit. The audience, honestly, they're still telling me how much they enjoyed this silent film paired with live music and how special it was. So we had to bring them back. So tonight you'll see an encore performance as part of the Anchorage International Film Festival and Spinard Jazz Fest, merging our two energies. And this is the capstone or the final performance of the long series of music that we've seen all week for Spinard Jazz Fest. So we're really excited tonight at the Beartooth to bring these guys back.
Okay, and I like the word capstone in that context, too. So I want to welcome to the program now David Keenan and Nova Devaney, also known as Miles and Karina. And back in Anchorage, welcome back, first off.
Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
You're very welcome. I wish we had some sunshine to offer you this morning so you could see the mountains, but
we're from Seattle, so we're used to it.
Okay, all right. Webfoot Puget Sounders. We're all good. Never mind.
Exactly.
We'll make sure it rains the entire time you're here, so you feel right at home. So now this is pretty aggressive take on scoring a silent film. Buster Keaton's Steamboat Bill Jr., which I think was the last film he made with his original creative company before he moved to MGM. But you guys actually talk about scoring these. I mean, these are movies that are almost 100 years old, almost as old as I am. And now, but you're putting new music to them. Is that an art nouveau? I mean, is that something that's really happening in the art world now?
It has been happening. There's a number of groups that travel around doing this, but they're not super well known, and it's fairly new for us. We've been playing music a long time together, but just in the last 8 years, we've been writing scores and performing them to old films.
Why?
It's very fun.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah, we started out because our original music has a cinematic quality, and a producer of a little festival in Seattle, which is the Northwest Film Forum Children's Film Festival, heard our music and asked if we would be interested in composing for a film, because they hire Seattle composers every few years to write original music. And so that's how we got started on this with the film that we did in December here. And it's just kind of gone from there. And it's just a whole new creative process for us.
What's different about writing a I hardly imagine this sort of a project, but you two have played music together for a long time. You played a lot of roots music and kind of a 20th century history of music from what I gathered from our conversation earlier. And then all of a sudden, you know, let's score a 90-year-old Buster Keaton movie, for crying out loud. Scary? That's got to be a challenge.
No, one of my favorite quotes from Karina, or Nova here, is that she feels like she's collaborating with the filmmaker. So that's what we get to do. Our music is music. To us, music is something that invokes an emotion or a feeling. So films are all about that, all about stories and about emotions. So we get to write music that does that and collaborate with the with the filmmaker at the same time, which is really quite exciting. So it works perfectly for us.
So before we talk about weaving the music in there anymore, how about the films? Steamboat Bill Jr. What's the story of the Buster Keaton film?
It's there's a crotchety old boat captain, mm-hmm. and his son, who is very city, he's a city boy, and he comes to visit his father, and the father is kind of disgusted with him, and it's just them kind of getting to know each other with a love story thrown in, and a villain who's the other owner of the new
fancy
riverboat that's happening, and it's just there's a lot of space for his physical humor. Buster Keaton is just stunning, and
he's
amazing, and his movements and his facial features and the characters are really strong. It's really great.
I am imagining that this is a fairly up-tempo film, but does it have slow parts too, or is it all action and excitement? Are you out of breath watching it?
There's a lot of characterization development, like these periods where it's very sweet, actually, and there are definitely slow-moving, subtler parts to it, but there is a lot of action.
Exactly, and at the end of the film, things go haywire, as you would imagine. The last 15 minutes of the movie are completely wacky when a big storm hits the town, so... Yeah.
I love controlled chaos.
Yes.
Even when it's not controlled too. So how do you write for a sweet scene? I mean, do you have a oboe or?
We often will just, when we're watching the film at first and figuring out, you know, where to put music and what kind of music, we'll use adjectives. We'll write, oh, and this scene is sweet and, you know, disaster ridden or something. We'll write some, and then we'll write music that evokes those emotions. So in this, you know, a sweet scene, we'll have Glockenspiel and maybe a viola. In fact, we should tell you the instruments we use. Karina is a master accordionist, so that's the stomach Steinway, as it's called. You can do so much with an accordion. It's a bass. It's a percussion instrument. It's like you can hold a long note. You can milk it. There's all sorts of things. So accordion's amazing. And I play all the lesser intelligent instruments, like the banjo and the ukulele. And the guitar and all string instruments.
I'm just a self-effacing banjo player.
it's a lie. Banjo is quite incredible.
It's true.
And the style, Miles is mainly a bluegrass banjo player, but in this one, it's very orchestrated sound. It's just delightful composition.
Yeah, there's more. We got to write a bunch of ragtime music for this particular one. So there's ukulele and kazoo and classical influenced banjo. Ragtime music.
How did the research go for that?
Coming up with the musical ideas?
Well, I'm thinking ragtime. You folks are obviously weren't around ragtime, so you've got to be audiologist students, audiophiles.
We rely on radio stations to help us with that.
We do well, and more of it's just our influence. I mean, I would say it's not a classic rag, but it has that feel and the syncopation, and just kind of stuff that has a sound that your ears will identify with the time. And just, I think it's the syncopation in that piece, especially.
It's funny because I think of syncopation, I'm thinking of Bay Area Summer of Love.
Ah, well.
Interesting tie-in there.
That's a different kind of syncopation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Daniel.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, the thing about film and music is that we're so used to it. You know, we watch, it's everywhere, commercials and TV. But having live music and a film at the same time, I'd never seen it before we actually did one. And then being in the middle of it, there's something that happens because film's amazing and live music is amazing. You put them together, it's like it's greater than the sum of its parts somehow. So I highly encourage you, if you haven't, folks out there in Radio Land, if you haven't seen live music with a film, you should come check it out.
Okay. But it's only you two.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the instrumentation kind of allows for a bigger sound. We've had comments that people sort of forget we're there because it just, the sound just fills. I mean, there's nothing going out, nothing else going on. The sound will fill, but then they realize, oh, it's those two people playing. I think it's the accordion helps with that a lot because it can create such a soundscape.
How long is the film?
About 67 minutes, I think. Yeah.
So you're running around playing all these instruments for 67 minutes. Do you like fall over with complete depletion of adrenaline when you're all done?
It is very exciting. I think that the concentration required to stay on cue, because we do fit quite a few things right to the action. At the same time, we have these long pieces of music that just fit the overall scene. But I think it's just enthralling. And even now, having watched the film probably 80 or 90 times, if not more, I just love watching it.
How do you keep it fresh? Do you ad-lib? Do you improv?
We do have a section of improv. Though at this point, I would say that has also developed into, it's almost like it's orchestrated now because we have done it enough that there's certain things we do the same. It's the jazz part of the show.
Okay, Buster Keaton's Steamboat Bill Jr. presented tonight by the Anchorage International Film Festival in conjunction with Spinard Jazz Fest, Beartooth Theater Pub. Tickets on sale now at the Beartooth box office. As we wrap up, anything else you'd like to add?
Thanks to Rebecca Potterbaum for having the good taste to hire Miles and Karina and have her come back here. And the Spinard Jazz Festival.
And thanks to you, Danny. It's really great to get up early in the morning and talk to people.
Okay.
We hope to see you tonight.
We're excited to have him back.
It's going to be really fun. Hope to see you there.
That's very fascinating. Thank you so much, both of you, David and Nova, for joining us today on Morning Line. And as always, Rebecca Potterbaum, a pleasure. And have a great show tonight. We'll look forward to speaking with you in a few months about the next Anchorage International Film Festival. All right, thanks very much. It's 20 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock. Still to come, Peter Mulvey, Frightened Rabbit, and more.
A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Imagine children playing on a piece of art fashioned after hanging gallows. Now imagine that art piece is located near the largest mass execution of Dakota men in U.S. history. This is what Native leaders recently confronted in Minneapolis. We'll talk about why the art is coming down on the next Native America Calling.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.